Lumberton, North Carolina is a city of 21,000 people that many Americans had never heard of until this week when it became one of the places worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. And there are warnings that life-threatening flooding from swollen rivers will continue for days. Joining us now is Linda Oxendine, Director of Public Services in Lumberton. Thanks for joining us. And first, give us a sense of how bad the flooding is there right now.
The flooding is pretty bad. We've pretty much shut down entry into our city. At the current, we have two entry points, but we're in the process of setting down one of those entry points. So we're trying to figure out a second alternate route. We're still conducting rescues, and they're in the process of trying to determine a route for our folk that need to get in our city to do transport and or bring supplies to us to enter our city easily.
And when you talk about rescues, are those being done by helicopter, by boat? How are you doing those?
By both, actually. They're being done by motorized boat because the current is really bad. We can't get paddle boats in the waters, and helicopters as well.
And we've heard that this could get worse, the flooding could get worse later this week because of rising rivers. Is that a concern for you?
It definitely is always a concern. However, the water has receded just a bit when we came in today, so we're praying that that continues to happen. However, if the water does not recede and continues to elevate, we're certainly prepared to take care of our community.
What else do you need right now from the state and federal government for help?
We've had direct contact with our governor here in North Carolina. He's been very active in the process. In fact, he just visited on yesterday a neighboring town. We're getting food transported in. We're getting blankets for our folk at the shelters. We could also use cots because we have numerous people located in the shelters that we have set up, not only just here in Lumberton, but throughout our county. And aftermath, of course, we'll probably need folk to kind of help us out with resources so we can reset up homes. We've had several people that have been totally flooded, lost homes, have been displaced. And anything the community can bring to us in the form of support, non-perishable good items, we are available to take anything they have.
Now, you're from the area originally. Have you ever seen anything like this before? What's it like for you personally to see this kind of flooding?
I'm in shock, and I'm honored when we look out and we see that countries such as Haiti are praying for Robeson County. It really grips our heart. I am a native of Lumberton, grew up right here in the city limits. It's my home. I'm a 30-year veteran with the city of Lumberton, and they can't run me away because, again, I love my city. We are truly an all-American city, and I think we're showing that right now with the way our people are coming together with city government, county government, the state of North Carolina. We've really united. We've been flooded with calls from even surrounding cities all over the nation that are bringing in or saying, hey, how can we get these good items to you all that we can help our people here in our community rebuild their homes?
Well, Linda, our thoughts are with you there in Lumberton. Best of luck as you deal with the aftermath of this storm. That's Linda Oxendine, Director of Public Services in Lumberton, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.